guys, and welcome to Spliced, your weekly update for all movie news. My name is Caitlin, and my favorite movie is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Alright, so this week I am all by myself, and I am going to be giving you guys a really great review of the new movie Us, directed by Jordan Peele. It just released literally yesterday, Thursday the 21st, and I just got out of the theater, and let me tell you guys, it was so good. So basically, Us is a horror movie directed by Jordan Peele, who also directed Get Out, if you guys remember that from either 2016, 2017. Really great movie, first of all. Get Out was fantastic, and it was Jordan Peele's debut movie as well. So it blew up. The first week in the box office was kind of slow. I believe the numbers on it were $30 million, and that's just for opening weekend. But after opening weekend, it blew up. I remember working that week, and you could not get a seat in that theater for weeks on end. It was, like, ridiculous. So this time around, the opening weekend of Us was predicted to do, I believe, $60 million, so double that first weekend. And because of its expected box office success, we have been preparing for this movie for weeks, and I'm sure so many of you have seen different advertisements for it because it's been literally everywhere. The marketing for this movie has been insane. One of our promotional standees that we keep in our lobby at the movie theater that I work at was one of the coolest standees that I've ever seen. So basically, if you, depending on what angle you look at the standee, it depends what, it depends what character you're seeing. I don't know, it's super crazy, kind of hard to explain. If you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Super insane, super awesome. The marketing was fantastic. So basically, Us is a horror movie surrounded around this one family who goes on vacation to their summer home, and suddenly they find copies of themselves standing outside of their house and trying to attack them. So the main plot, I'm not going to get into too much because I don't want to spoil anything, because there were some pretty crazy twists in there that were really awesome and really fun to find out while I watched. So I don't really want to spoil it for any listeners that haven't seen it yet, because I know it is such a new movie, but would totally suggest go seeing it. The two main actors are Lupita Nyong'o, I think is how you say it, and Winston Duke, who plays M'Baku in Black Panther, and he did a fantastic job. I was so happy that he was cast in this movie, especially because his character is literally the polar opposite to his character in Black Panther. It was hilarious to see. And yeah, the movie was just overall made really well. And I'm not usually a huge horror movie fan, but after I saw Get Out, I decided that 100% I had to go see Us, because I was so amazed by Get Out. And like, Get Out was more of a thriller, not really a horror movie. But Us was straight-up scary movie. Even if you hate scary movies, go see it, because it was so fantastic, so creative, and overall had a really great message behind it as well, just as I suspect the rest of Jordan Peele's movies will, because Get Out did as well. Yeah, so my overall rating out of, let's say, 5 stars would be 4.5 out of 5. And in other movie This movie came out last weekend, and I got the chance to see it this week as well. It was called 5 Feet Apart, starring Haley Lou Richardson and Cole Sprouse. And it was a pretty good movie. Overall, it gives a very teenage girl kind of the Fault in Our Stars vibe. It's about these two kids, a guy and a girl, Cole Sprouse and Haley Lou Richardson, fighting cystic fibrosis, and they are in the hospital when they meet, trying a new drug trial, and then they fall in love, but you can't have contact with anyone else that has cystic fibrosis when you have that disease, because the bacteria transfer is really easy. But yeah, overall, it was a really sweet movie, very great for teenage girls. So if you are under the age of 16 and you want to cry it out, or if you're over the age of 16 and you just want to cry it out in a movie theater, definitely go see 5 Feet Apart. Wasn't the best movie that I've ever seen. I kind of think that it ripped off The Fault in Our Stars a little bit, which came out in, I want to say, 2014, and it's based on a John Green book. And it's kind of the same story, but I don't know. I liked it for what it was, for like your regular teenage girl movie. It was pretty good. Nothing substantial or super amazing that made my jaw drop or anything. But yeah, if you like sweet, kind of sad movies, that's a good one to go see. And overall, I would say that I would rate that one maybe like a 3 out of 5. Because, like I said, it wasn't the plot wasn't anything new or exciting. It was all just kind of okay. Yeah, it was pretty average. And then last but not least, the one that everyone is probably wondering about, Captain Marvel. I got the chance to go see Captain Marvel last week as well at some point. Free movie tickets are a blessing, let me tell you. But it was a good movie. I was impressed with the graphics, and I thought Brie Larson did a great job. I also went into this movie not really knowing too much about Captain Marvel herself, aside from, like, I knew a little bit about her backstory. I knew it took place way back in the 90s, all that. But other than that, I kind of went in blind. And I do think that that was a great idea, because it's an origin story after all, so it was really fun to kind of learn with the movie about her backstory and who she really is. And she was part of the Kree, which, if you saw Guardians of the Galaxy, you can, that's kind of a callback to the villain in that movie, Ronan, who also makes an appearance in Captain Marvel. I thought that that was a really cool connection, and I was super excited when I was able to make that. But I didn't quite make it right away. I had to, like, lean over to my boyfriend, and I was like, I know who the Kree are. Who in this universe has been a Kree? I don't know. And then they said Ronan, and I was like, yes, this makes sense. And obviously, Goose the Cat, amazing. So good. Was the best part of the whole movie. Samuel L. Jackson did pretty good, too. Yeah, overall, it was pretty good. I'm not completely in love with the Captain Marvel character, because she kind of has that Superman complex where she can kind of, like, fix everything herself, and nothing's really a problem for her, because she has all the power in the world, and nothing ever goes wrong, and, like, I don't know. Not a huge fan of that kind of complex, but overall, my personal feelings about the actual character aside, there's not really much that they could have done with that. I thought the movie was really great. I would probably score that a 4 out of 5, would definitely suggest, to go see that in theaters. That was a really, really cool one to actually experience on the big screen. And I actually got the chance to see it in IMAX, which was pretty cool because the theater that I went to had shaking seats whenever, like there was a high action point, so it kind of felt like you were in the movie. But besides that, I really do think that this is one that you don't want to miss in theaters. Overall, aside from Us, 5 Feet Apart, and Captain Marvel, there's not really too much on the big screen that I'm itching to see right now. I think that almost until... next week Dumbo comes out, so I'll go see Dumbo, because obviously it's Dumbo. But really, aside from that, I feel like the releases are slowing down a little bit, and I'm not going to be going to the movies too much. So, I don't know. Things are going to start to slow down. But once April 26th hits and Avengers Endgame comes out, it's all going to pick back up again. So I can't wait for that movie from a fan perspective, but sitting from a movie theater employee perspective, I could wait quite a while. I'm not excited for all those crowds that we're going to have to deal with. I'm not excited for all the spoilers, because, of course, everyone's going to be walking out of the movie talking about who died, who didn't die, who survived, oh my god, so much drama, and it's probably going to be spoiled for me on the first night. So, yeah, with that, I will lead into our recommendation corner for the week, and my recommendation corner is going to be an older movie. Recently, I watched Death Proof, which was directed by Quentin Tarantino, and in honor of his final and ninth film coming out this year, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I thought that I would kind of binge his other eight movies. Death Proof is one of the only ones that I haven't seen before, and when I watched it for the first time, it was really great. So if you haven't seen Death Proof, if you haven't seen the rest of Quentin Tarantino's filmography, I would definitely suggest, but Death Proof, 100% amazing. Kurt Russell is in it, and he plays kind of a crazy guy who goes on a little bit of a killing spree because his car is supposedly death proof. But that was my recommendation corner for the week. Alright guys, so you got a couple more recommendations for movies to go see in theaters or another movie to watch at home. So, come back next week, let me know what you think, if you agree, if you disagree, let's talk about it. But other than that, this has been another episode of Splice, and I will see you next week.